Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jaden, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. And you know, there's a lot of other stuff you've written about that maybe I don't know if we'll have time to get to as well. But did you go to the hearing or did you get a chance?
Yes, I attended. Excuse me, the hearing in full. You know, started in the early afternoon and went into the early evening with the potential it could have gone even longer. But I was certainly there and was able to kind of observe. You know. The dialogue, the mannerisms, all those things. But I was certainly there.
What is your sense of what will happen?
Well, it's a few things, right? I think first and foremost, the one thing that was very clear, right, is the division within this particular agency, right? Not only between the commission, right, which was very apparent through the tone and the dialogue, you know, from the commission members to Chief Public Defender Bowden Lewis, but also among the crowd, right? Like very, you know, separated, you know, across racial lines, you know, in the room itself. So it was very, you know, apparent kind of the division there. But I would say, here's the thing, is the commission itself has made very clear through, you know, a letter of reprimand that it, you know, handed to Chief Bowden Lewis, you know, through, you know, its ultimate decision to place her on paid administrative leave, right? And then also, you know, really an exhaustive 26-page document outlining the charges that would be grounds for either, you know, further discipline, which could include, you know, suspension and or up to termination. And so I think you have to take those things into account is that these are the very same commission members who are going to make a decision on Bowden Lewis's future. You know, the same people who've interacted with her, who've already formed kind of their beliefs and opinions on kind of whether or not their working relationship is something that can be improved and whether there's, you know, enough there to, you know, for them to make a decision, you know, to keep her on, right? It's unclear, right? But I do think that the fact that you have the commission making this decision, who's already kind of established this paper trail over the last several months, makes it really an uphill battle for Chief Bowden Lewis to make a case that, you know, she should remain in office and be given the opportunity to continue to improve and move forward.
Yeah. And is she sort of defiant or is she understanding?
Yeah. That's a great question. I would say this, right. Chief Bowden Lewis, right. I've spoken with her, you know, around the time I first got to Connecticut. Right. And this was a little bit of time after her appointment, in the summer of 2022. Right. And I'll tell you this, one thing that's very clear, right. In my, you know, numerous interviews with her is that she's very adamant about her vision, right, which is, you know, very rooted in establishing and repairing what she feels maybe is a broken relationship and maybe even perception of how people view the Division of Public Defender Services, right? These are a lot of advocates who maybe have distrust because maybe at one point, you know, they were formerly incarcerated and they had a bad experience with a public defender. And so she came in with this very ambitious vision to say, hey, we need to change, you know, the status quo of how we do these things. And, you know, she's someone who always dreamed to be a public defender. And she, you know, often reiterates that everything she does is rooted in truth and reason. And so when you say defiant, I just think it's more of this is someone who knows very clearly what she wants to do. And she's standing on that, right? But right. What I think has happened is that the commission and her, and this was very apparent during the hearing, is that there's no real camaraderie between the two, right? There's no real trust and working relationship that would allow those things to be brought to fruition because you have the commission and members of a previous commission who resigned in part because of the working relationship with Attorney Bowden Lewis. You know, there's just no real trust or, you know, rapport there to be able to make those things happen. Yeah. So it's just a very unfortunate dynamic, I guess, for, you know, the not only the, you know, 400 plus people in the agency, But more importantly, obviously, the people who rely on public defenders the most, which is poor and low-income residents,
right,
who just so happen to also skew and be, you know, predominantly Black and Latino in Connecticut, right? So it's just a very unfortunate situation all around.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking with Jaden Edison from ctmirror.org here on Brian and Company. And these are uncomfortable topics, but I'll just say, like, if you take a statement and you have a white male make the statement or do something, and then you have a woman do the same thing, and then you have a Black woman do the same thing, I think it's pretty obvious that in certain contexts and circumstances, the reception of those that same statement will be received differently, right? I mean, I think that's sort of the truth about our world and human nature. I mean, how much in that question, and this is not an easy question to answer, and you as an African-American male, like, how much do you think race, gender, and these kind of dynamics are at play?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I've lost a lot of sleep over covering this particular topic, thinking about these very questions, right? Because I think it's important to convey to the public, you know, through the reporting and writing, to be very clear about the dynamics at play here. And I think very much, it's very apparent that they're all very much factors, right? Here's the thing, right, is are there things, you know, through the objective eye, right, are there things that any, you know, given person who comes into a state agency of 400 plus, I think honestly 450 plus at this point, right, people in the division, you know, for the first time, right? Obviously, you know, Attorney Bone Lewis is a, you know, she's done this for, you know, her career, right? I think, you know, almost 30 years, if not more, in terms of being a public defender and coming into this state agency position, right, which is very much political in a way, right? Like in terms of, you know, the members of the commission are appointed, you know, the right. chair, for example, is appointed by Governor Lamont, and the others are appointed by members of the legislature. And so there's a space that you have to navigate, right, that might be a little unfamiliar and different from what you've done at a smaller office in, say, Waterbury or New Haven or wherever it may be. And so what I think you see, there's a couple of things. I think you see maybe some struggles along the way for Attorney Bolden Lewis to adjust to the inherently political nature of her job, right? She's alluded to this in the hearing where it's like, hey, I deserve an opportunity to make mistakes. You know, I haven't embezzled funds. I haven't done anything illegal that will warrant my grounds for removal. But at the same time, you know, one thing that was very, you know, striking to me is, you know, when you talk to members of the division, right? Like, you know, I've been in conversations and in interviews with members of the division where I, you know, I'm like, hey, well, what is the quarrel with Attorney Bone Lewis? You know, I've heard at least one person say, hey, well, there was this one situation where she was glaring at me, right? Or, you know, you had another, during the hearing itself, right, there was a dispute over, you know, whether or not Attorney Bone Lewis went too far in repeatedly calling someone ma'am in her interaction with her, right? So what you saw was a lot of what people might perceive as HR disputes brought to the public light. And it's hard to say that race and gender don't play a factor in those things, given that the Division of Public Defender Services is an overwhelmingly white division. Tashaun Bone Lewis is the first Black chief public defender. And so obviously, you know, coming in with a very ambitious goal to do things differently. And you think about the struggles that she's had along the way and her feeling as if she's not giving a fair shot to kind of work through those things. Although, you know, one could argue there are also some very valid concerns that have been outlined by the commission that obviously need to be addressed in some capacity, because a vote of no confidence among 121 unionized staff members doesn't happen out of nowhere.
You can't,
you know,
ignore
there are
that.
Valid concerns.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
those dynamics we talked about are there.
Yeah, so. I don't mean I interject. We're tight on time, and I wanted to talk about street takeovers, but we'll have to have you back. But I think that you have to almost separate it, because sometimes, you know, good people, if there's no confidence, sometimes it gets away and changes need to be made just because there's no confidence. You can't change that, right? So in some ways, like, there's the merits of what could be going right or wrong, and then just the fact that if you can't fix it, you can't fix it. And that's sometimes the difficult part of it. But I just want to say something, not to you, but in general. But I think sometimes, and this is true like in sports, I feel like we give people leadership positions sometimes who haven't had leadership positions. They could be a good attorney or a good person, and we don't equip them with the skills going in sometimes to be good leaders or managers because they haven't done it, right? So, I mean, in some ways, whether it's captain of a team or a head of a department, like, we need to put people in a position to succeed if they haven't done this type of thing before, you know? And this, I'm not talking about this situation. I'm talking about all types of situations that are like this. Hey, it's great to meet you, Jaden.
Likewise,
and,
yes.
And I'd like to talk again. Maybe we'll follow up at some point. I know I wanted to talk about the street takeover, but we're up against the clock, and we appreciate the honesty and the insight as well.
No, absolutely. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great day.
All right, you too.
Jaden Edison, ctmirror.org. You can read all the stuff. He has a good piece on the bill on street takeovers as well.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.